Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a Gel Flex Grid. The Gel Flex Grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the Gel Flex Grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines Gel Flex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
The Rich Zeoli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHD.
855-839-1210 on Twitter at Rich Zeoli. Thanks for being here as we continue our show. It is our happy hour brought to you by the Grand Hotel of Cape May, New Jersey. My happy place. So make sure that you join us and you come down to see us. We're going to be back there on September 6th. So that's Friday, September 6th, our first live show of the year. And it's going to be a blast, too. It really is. These live shows are always fun. They're always great. Spontaneous. You just never know. You never know what's going to happen. You know what I mean? At a live show. So that'll be Friday, September 6th. Mark your calendar now. And don't forget to make your reservations for the Grand Hotel of Cape May, New Jersey, because you'll absolutely love it there, no doubt about it. All right, I got a bunch to get to. We're going to talk to Dr. Victoria Coates in just a little bit regarding the prisoner swap and also the 9/11 stuff. I got a lot to say about the 9/11 stuff. I got a lot to say about Saudi Arabia. I got a lot to say about the fact that we're not going to be killing these guys, the masterminds of 9/11. It's infuriating, in my opinion. It really, really is. But let me play a clip for you. Donald Trump back in Pennsylvania yesterday, his first return to Pennsylvania since the rally in Butler 18 days ago yesterday. And this is what the former president said. Cut number 5.
As you know, this is my first return to Pennsylvania since our rally in Butler. We're going back to Butler, too, by the way. People said to me, are you serious? I said, I'm serious. We're going back. It's a great place. 18 days ago, where we had a very terrible day. We had a rough day, I will tell you, by all accounts. I should not be with you today. I shouldn't be with you. But I am. I want to thank all of the people of Pennsylvania for their extraordinary love and support. It is incredible. We're going to win this thing so big. We're going to win it big, including everyone at Butler Memorial Hospital. They were fantastic. Wow. Wow. They saw some pretty bad things. Thank you. Thank you very much. No, they did an amazing job. And we have, by the way, we have...
Now, he also brought a woman on the stage yesterday, which I thought was a really good move. I'll get to that in a second. But he talked about the mugshot. You know, when he did the mugshot, I remember we had a debate. Do we go with the mugshot? Do we smile? Do we not smile? What do we do? And I brought up famous mugshots over the years. And there's a lot of them, too. You know, because mugshots are very popular. You've got Bowie's. You got Mick Jagger's. You got Sinatra's. Sinatra's is my favorite. Elvis Presley. But Trump, his mugshot, people have made tattoos, been all kinds of things. Anyway, this is what he said regarding his mugshot, cut six.
And every time the radical left Democrats, Marxists, communists, and fascists indict me, I consider it a great badge of honor. Thank you very much. Because I'm being indicted for you. Did you like my mugshot? Did you like the mugshot? Lovely. My father's looking down, my mother and father. They're looking down because they're definitely in heaven. They made heaven. They're great. They're looking down. They said, I can't believe my son took a mugshot. This is unbelievable. But it's the number one selling mugshot in history. It beat Elvis and it beat Frank Sinatra. Did you know that? Frank Sinatra had a big one. Did you know he got arrested for something? And I think Elvis had a fight at a gas station or something. But Elvis was one, Frank Sinatra was two, and I'm proud to admit, and I'm proud to tell you that you have made mine bigger than both of them by a lot. It's the biggest selling mugshot ever. And I still haven't figured out whether or not I'm happy about it. I'm not sure.
Now, he brought this woman up on stage yesterday. She talked about the economy and how the struggle. She's a Pennsylvania mom. And look, I think this whole election comes down to this. I really do. I think it comes down to the economy. This is the number one issue. Affordability. You get moms on stage. We keep talking about women voters. And I keep telling you, you know, what matters more to them is abortion is not what is the number one issue, despite what the media keeps telling you. The number one issue continues to be the affordability factor. And then a very close second is the border. But no doubt about it. It's the economy, stupid. It still remains that. Cut seven.
Gas prices are just astronomical. Being able to afford anything for my children anymore, like sports, is just kind of out of the question now. When President Trump was in, I could do these things with them. Since then, I've not been able to. I can't put them into sports. I can't go on extravagant vacations anymore. We can go to free parks around here. I miss it. I miss when we didn't have to pull out of our pockets for things. I'm hoping we can get back to a point where I'm financially stable.
You will.
And others. I know I can't be the only one. We're all going to the gas pump and be like, man, here goes the last of what I have. I know. I would like to be able to go into a grocery store again and not have to put something back or say, nope, we can't do a nice cake from the bakery. We have to try and do one from home. So I really hope and pray that we can make America great again and get you back in office.
I think that if you focus on that, you focus on the affordability issue, you talk about the absolute, no question about it, the absolute frustration that Americans are feeling regarding grocery prices. I was just at the store today, as a matter of fact. That's the winning issue. That's the formula right there. No doubt about it in my mind. But Trump also exposed Kamala Harris for wanting to ban fracking. And good, because this is also a key to Pennsylvania. She said it. She can't walk it back. We're not going to let her walk it back. She can try, but we're not going to let her do it. Cut number eight.
Let's just see what her video says. She had it taped just a little while ago. Let's go.
Will you commit to implementing a federal ban on fracking your first day in office, adding the United States to the list of countries who have banned this devastating practice?
There's no question I'm in favor of banning fracking.
Okay. If I said that, nobody would believe it. So, and that's where she is. She's a radical left person who destroyed San Francisco, and she'll destroy the country just like she did California and San Francisco.
He also talked about her support for outlawing private health care, giving illegals taxpayer-funded health care, and abolishing ICE. This is all part of the future president's rally last night. Harrisburg, PA, cut number 9.
And she supported outlawing all of the private health insurance. A lot of people in this room have great... Some people want private health. Some of it's incredible. You go to these companies, they're doing an incredible job. They want to be able to... She wants that banned and she wants that outlawed. You can't buy that anymore. You're paying for it, but it's great stuff. I mean, some of the companies have unbelievable, the golden plans and all that. And she wants it to be ended. She pledged to give free taxpayer-funded health care to all illegal aliens. Think of that. Oh, and she'll do that. Which will totally destroy our Social Security system. She sponsored a bill to give illegal aliens taxpayer-funded lawyers so they could sue us. And she called for abolishing ICE.
Abolishing ICE, like, that's all the crazy stuff she said in 2020. So this is the key thing about Kamala Harris. She ran as a radical. She did not win the primary. But she said all these things, and all these things are going to come out. So I was talking to a friend of mine today. He's very nervous about Kamala Harris. I said, look, she's going to get a poll bump, all right? She's going to get a poll bump, no doubt about it. And she'll get another poll bump after the convention. But as people come back in the fall, this is unusual. And the fact that it's August 1st, and we're so heavily invested in politics, but this is an unusual year. Remember what I said to you back in June? I said, why are we doing a presidential debate in June? Most people are on vacation. I talked to Mike Emanuel on Fox News 3 days before the debate, and I said this debate is a setup to try to get rid of Joe Biden. I was right. Because normally it's the summer and everybody's just tuned out. So people are still tuned out. They were tuned in, now they're kind of tuned out again. The debate against Joe Biden was more about killing him on the stage than it was about exposing him actually to voters. It was about the Democrat Party takedown by Barack Obama and others to get him off the stage, to end his candidacy. That's what that was about. Well, people come back from vacation, they start paying attention, they start doubling down, start weighing in, and you're going to see a lot of commercials highlighting the things that Kamala Harris has said. So let's examine her record as border czar. Cut 10.
Now let's examine the record of border czar Harris. She inherited the strongest border in U.S. history, and immediately turned it into the worst border nightmare in the history of the world. There's no country in the world that's ever had a border like this. I think the real number is 20 million people, maybe more.
She's going to own that. Now, it's funny because I saw Joy Reid the other day come out and say, or maybe it was last night, she said, Kamala Harris identifies as black, but she doesn't identify as a border czar. Ah, it's funny. Yeah, no, she's a border czar. And she also compared ICE agents to members of the KKK. She likened Border Patrol agents to practitioners of human slavery. No, she did. She said all these things. This is all going to come out. Cut 11.
She compared ICE agents to members of the KKK. She likened Border Patrol agents to practitioners of human slavery. We have a lot of those great people here tonight, like Brandon Judd, the head of the union. Paul, we have so many different people, and they didn't like that analogy too much. She voted in favor of deadly sanctuary cities numerous times. She supports open borders.
Open borders. I like how he says that. She supports open borders. And then the question is, what are we going to do with Kamala Harris in charge? To let her turn the United States into a communist San Francisco colony? And he calls out Soros funded district attorneys, explicitly mentioning Philadelphia. Now, remember, I keep cautioning you when it comes to Kamala Harris, we got to get the messaging right on this. Because it's easy to call her a woke, soft on crime prosecutor, but that's not actually the whole story. And I think it's much better if you focus on the fact that as a prosecutor, Kamala Harris went after black men in particular for low-level drug offenses. And she was a tyrant. I think if you focus on that, that's going to be the answer. That's going to be the winning message right there. Forget the stuff regarding her as a soft on crime prosecutor. That, to me, is the stronger argument. Because I actually think she would weaponize the Department of Justice even more than Joe Biden's doing. Cut 12.
At home, this November, the American people are going to reject Kamala Harris's dangerous liberal extremism in a massive landslide. We're going to, too big to rig, right? Too big to rig. Too big to rig. We're not going to let her turn the United States into a communist San Francisco colony. We're not going to let it happen. That's what they want to do. They want to destroy our country. She's the worst. She was a bad DA long before you had your DA, long before you had some of these DAs that you have, as you know, in Philadelphia and Pennsylvania, but in Los Angeles, all over the place. You have bad DAs. You have radical left, horrible DAs that are funded by Soros and others, and they're weak. They're just weak on crime. They don't mind if somebody murders somebody. They don't want them to go to jail. You can kill somebody now. Our country is sick. The mindset of our country is sick. And we're not going to let her do to Pennsylvania what she did to California. She destroyed San Francisco, one of the best cities in the world, and it's in tatters.
I also think that as you look at her record as the Attorney General of California, going after, say, Americans for Prosperity and showing all their donors, intimidating them, harassing them. These are exactly the kind of things that she would do as president of the United States, taking the Department of Justice, which is already weaponized, and absolutely 100% weaponizing it even more, because that's the authoritarian mindset. It is the authoritarian mindset. No question about it. Joe Rogan said recently he thinks Kamala Harris is going to win. I disagree with him 100%. I get his point. His point is that they're going to want to stop Trump at any point. I get that, but I think he's wrong. I think that there are still people that, because they're able to compare Trump's policies and they can look at what Kamala Harris said and they can compare Kamala Harris's policies to Joe Biden's, because you got to link the two together. I don't agree that he goes down. I don't. But he did have a great and very interesting conversation on Tuesday. He had author Michael Malice on. So Michael Malice is a guy who's written a book about Kamala Harris. And they talk about how tech and the media have gone all in on Kamala Harris. But nobody liked her up until, 5 minutes ago. Cut 16.
The thing is, the gaslighting is what bothers me.
Well, it all bothers me. It all bothers me, the fragility of the human mind, that we're so. Everybody forever was like, Kamala Harris is the worst vice president. She's the least popular vice president of all time. And then in a moment in time, all of a sudden she's our solution. She's our hero. Everybody's with her. All these social media posts about her. Try Googling a negative story on her. You won't find one.
So...
ta-da!
Okay, you've got me started, Officer Harris. So, they've been doing this live for years. So, in 2019, our pal Tulsi absolutely nuked her in that second debate. And right. If you looked at charts at the time, she's kind of, Officer Harris is like doing okay. First debate, she comes out, Joe Biden, you're a racist. The Democrats were looking for an alternative to Bernie Sanders that wasn't Biden. She starts going up in the polls, right? Second debate comes out. Tulsi, being a good Hawaiian, knows how to roast the pig. Just completely slams her. Not only that, she has no counterpunch. She goes on Anderson Cooper and she's like, well, I'm a top-tier candidate, so of course people are going to take shots at me. That's her answer. She immediately starts going down in the polls. It's that day. You can see it on the chart I have on my Twitter. All the articles at the time that did an autopsy on Kamala Harris's failed campaign didn't mention Tulsi once.
Yeah.
It was BBC, LA Times, Reuters, New Yorker. A guy from the Washington Post just did a piece looking back on her campaign, didn't mention Tulsi either.
Wild?
They completely pretend it didn't happen.
Well, it just shows you that what they're looking for is not what they say they're looking for.
Yes.
Because she is a strong woman. She is a person who served overseas twice in a medical unit. So she got to see people blown up by the war. She was a congresswoman for 8 years.
Yeah.
She is a person of color. She's everything you want. All those things you want, but and yet you don't want her.
Because she's not for war.
Yes. Well, she's also just not willing to play ball. There's a game that's being played. And if you're like, hey, you're not supposed to move the ball. Like, yeah. Oh, look at this. Like, get out of here. You're going to up our game. It's not real democracy. It's controlled parties.
It is controlled parties, and this is part of the reason why Kamala Harris is there in the first place. So back up. Go back to 2020. I know you remember this. Bernie Sanders was doing very well in 2020. He was doing very well in 2020. And what happened? What happened is that they realized they had to stop him. They had to stop Bernie from becoming the nominee. So all of a sudden, they all got together and they decided, all right, we got to take out Bernie Sanders. How did they do it? They did it by coalescing around Joe Biden. And one of the first people to get on board was, in fact, Kamala Harris. Why is that? Because Kamala Harris knew that as much as she was a person up on that stage sent to destroy and to hammer away at Joe Biden, she would be rewarded if she got on board early. So it started with Mayor Pete, then it went to Kamala Harris. What happened? She becomes vice president. She becomes vice president of the United States of America, and by all accounts, a absolute disaster, no doubt about it. But this is what I mean. She will do what the establishment wants. Bernie would not. That's why this whole process about getting rid of Joe Biden had to be so carefully controlled. Because if they did it wrong, you could have wound up with a Bernie Sanders. You could have wound up with a Bernie Sanders who could have gone in there, and there was no way in hell you could control Bernie Sanders. So that's why everything played out the way it did. And I told you that from day one. I said, don't think for a second these people are actually going to allow any variables, any chance of a renegade getting in there. It's about control. Kamala Harris will do what they want, and she'll keep the war in Ukraine going. Kamala Harris will make sure that the war in Ukraine is funded. Zelensky gets everything he wants for his money laundering operation, and the military-industrial complex, they are allowed to eat. And they are allowed to eat a lot. And that's it. And that's the bottom line. Now, this is when Kamala was a U.S. Senate. When she ran for this, former aides said she treated her campaign fund like a personal checking account to fund a life of luxury. Oh, you know who else did that? Bob Menendez. So convicted New Jersey Senator Bob Menendez, who will soon be former Senator Bob Menendez, turns out when he was staying in New York City for his trial, he stayed at a luxury hotel and he billed it to his campaign and got a government employee rate to stay at the lavish hotel, which he paid for using his campaign funds, even though he was on trial for his own personal corruption. But as my friend David Wildstein said, grifters got a grift. Cut 19.
Last year, Harris was the target of reports by the National Journal and Orange County Register, which documented what they called her lavish spending from her campaign fund accounts on luxurious hotels, luxury car services, and first-class airfare. The Hill, an online government news site, quoted former aides as saying she treats the campaign fund like a personal checking account to fund a life of luxury.
Should it raise questions in the public mind about, if you're a senator, how you would look at money spending, which is always an issue in Washington?
There were issues that we needed to address early in my campaign around correcting course, which we did, and I'm very proud of the work we did in that regard.
So this was your campaign manager, I believe, who was replaced, right?
There was a lot of restructuring that we did, and needed to be done.
Okay.
Yeah.
So problem solves?
I believe so, yes.
I love it. I do. I love it. There's so much coming out on her. So much. And then they had the blacks against Kamala Harris Zoom calls. You heard about the beta white guys. You heard about the white women for Kamala. Where are all the white women at? They were on a call. White women for Kamala. Then they had beta white dudes for Kamala. That was really, really beta-y. Well, they had a blacks against Kamala Harris Zoom call with over 72,000 attendees in total. This guy, Dom Lucere on X, he said he prepared all of this in less than 24 hours in response to liberal propaganda. At 72,000 black people on this call against Kamala Harris. Now, you're not going to hear about this reported in the corporate media, but I saw it on X and I said, wow, this is great. Fantastic. Let's talk about it. So here's some of that for you. Cut 20.
You know, everything she touched is dangerous. And people got to realize this election is very crucial to people to understand what she's all about. She's not about nobody but herself in the party, and she's not in charge.
She is disingenuous. She doesn't know what she's doing. She doesn't like us. I'm just going to say it. She doesn't like us. She is Indian and Jamaican. She is constantly riding on the backs of Black people who have helped to build this great nation. And I want the nation saved. I don't care about identity politics. I don't vote race or gender. I vote policies. And hers, she doesn't have any. But if she did, they'd be disastrous. She's already told you what she would do. She will support illegals, and it will be Black votes. Go on, get to the back of the bus again, because once she has what she wants, the door shuts. No more Black church visits, no more Essence Awards. Oh yeah, no more money for HBCUs. This is all a stunt. It's all an act, and people need to wake up.
The historically Black college funding, which Trump did, which was great, which was huge. And I told you this yesterday. I've said this before. You would think that funding historically Black colleges would be something that the left would want to do, but they don't, because many of these schools happen to be religious in nature. And so for that reason, they're against it. And so that's why when Trump went in there and said, yeah, we're going to fund historically Black colleges and universities, the left freaked out because so many of them have a Christian bent. Among other religions, too, but many of them are largely Christian. There's no way the left was going to let that happen. No friggin' way. All right, we got more to come here. 855-839-1210 on Twitter, at Rich Zeoli, if you want to weigh in on everything we are discussing today. We'll talk to our buddy, Dr. Victoria Coates. I do want to mention, though, you know, I'm going to get into the whole 9/11 thing with Saudi Arabia. There is still a huge cover-up that's happening by our government regarding Saudi Arabia's role on 9/11. And I refuse to just let that go. We're going to talk about it. And the deal that was struck to not give these guys the death penalty, if you think that that was about anything other than covering up for Saudi Arabia, you're nuts. Because I'm telling you, that's what it comes down to. This government wants to cover up Saudi Arabia's role in this. There are pages of the 9/11 report that are still to this day, classified. Why? Why are pages in the 9/11 report classified? It's because the 9/11 Commission went there with Saudi Arabia. And because we can't expose all that, we have to pretend like it's not happening. But we refuse to do that, of course, on this program. So we'll talk about it. No question about it. All right. Dr. Victoria Coates will join us next as we continue along the show. You know, we all love summer. We love the beach. But you got to love Cape May in the fall because it's gorgeous in the fall. The crowds are gone. The weather's beautiful. And it's a great place to be. So book your stay at the Grand Hotel of Cape May for a September to remember. The Grand Hotel offers special midweek packages so you can enjoy the beach without breaking the bank. Stay two nights and save 10%. Save three nights, get 10% off and $55 a night in resort credits. Stay five nights, get 10% off and $65 a night in resort credits that can be used at Hemingway's for food and drinks or at the gift shop. I love Hemingway's restaurant. My kids love it too. So they got breakfast, lunch, and dinner. The dinner, oh, man, fresh seafood, some of the freshest absolute seafood you can find at the Jersey Shore, fresh steaks, and the chef is fantastic. And the Grand offers guest room suites and townhomes equipped with a kitchenette, and they have two huge heated pools, one outdoor, one indoor. And you're going to love the weather of Cape May in the fall. And there's so many events that go on, too. There's festivals and got the brewery, you got wineries. And of course, at the Grand Hotel, they will make your stay extra special. Call them direct and book direct with them for the best rates. So call 800-257-8550 or visit them online at grandhotelcapemay.com. And as you're thinking about special events, so maybe you got thinking about a wedding or baby shower, bridal shower, corporate event, holiday parties, right? Christmas parties down the road. Think about the Grand Hotel for them. Because my friend Caitlin will book an amazing event for you. It'll be the event of your dreams. That's her specialty. She's so highly regarded in the wedding The wedding business, for example, wedding planning business, they wrote a piece about her recently. She's fantastic. So your dreams will come true, no doubt about it. GrandHotelKMA.com, and mark your calendar because we're going to be back there for our next live show Friday, September 6th at my happy place, the Grand Hotel of Cape May, New Jersey.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame,
two more.
You deserve this ice cold reward. Modelo, the markable fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month. Brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything
taken
care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
The Rich Scioli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
She is Dr. Victoria Coates. Hello, my friend.
Hi, Rich. I have a warm, needed feeling today.
You have you are very needed, in high demand.
Now, there's so much going on. It's hard to make sense of it all.
I know. And thank you for making yourself available to us, because when all this started happening, I said, we got to get Dr. Coates on. So even though you're in high demand, you love us here in Philadelphia, your home state of Pennsylvania, and we're grateful. So let's start there, shall we? There was a prisoner swap today, but there was a name left off that list, and that's a Pennsylvania man who was not included in that, which is infuriating.
No, it was really sad. And Mark Fogel, who was detained by the Russians in 2022 for having marijuana, but it was medical marijuana. He had been prescribed by his doctor. Should he have taken it to Russia? Probably not. But it wasn't. I mean, he wasn't dealing drugs. I mean, this was a very explainable offense. It should have been something the embassy with a normal country could have managed. But he was sentenced to 14 years in prison for it, and he's still languishing there and did not get out with Paul Whelan and Evan Gershkovich from the Wall Street Journal, which was really, really a shame. But of course, we're happy Paul and Evan are coming home. You know, it's unfortunately, looks like Russia got a much sweeter deal than the United States did here. So you have to assume Putin's just going to be looking for more opportunities to exploit, you know, American citizens who happen to be in Russia that he can scoop up.
So what's it like behind the scenes? I mean, you are the former deputy national security advisor to President Trump. I mean, when these kind of things are taking place, what is the United States weighing here in all of this? Because it seems to me like if we're leaving Americans on the table, if we're not getting all of our people back, and this is the second time now we've had this, the first time was Brittany Griner, why are we leaving Americans on the table? Why are we not just going in and saying we get all our people or there's no deal?
Well, that's an excellent question. And the other really weird thing about this case, Rich, is this afternoon, the current National Security Advisor, Jake Sullivan, led off the White House press briefing with a kind of a discussion of this. And one of the things he said was that Alexei Navalny, the Russian dissident who had been imprisoned by Putin a year ago and was subsequently killed by Putin, that Navalny was going to be part of this prisoner swap, which, of course, I think most Americans would like Navalny to get out from under Putin's thumb. We didn't want Navalny to die, but why were we getting a Russian national out if we weren't getting all of our people out? So that kind of struck me as bizarre. And also, it seemed to me to put Navalny at risk, because, of course, Putin's not going to let Navalny, who's very charismatic, very popular, come to the West and get a lot of attention from the Western media. So a lot of things about this don't smell great. Again, happy Evan and Paul are coming home, but I worry that the way this was handled just incentivizes more bad behavior.
Yeah, I think so too, and I think it's what a lot of people are thinking. You know, there's bad actors around the world who are watching this. And another question that kept coming up today was, okay, it's great we're getting people home. How do we prevent this from happening in the future, Dr. Coates? How do we prevent our people from being taken in the first place?
Well, I mean, you have to react quickly and strongly. And one of the things you could actually do with an organization like NATO, for example, is say if we make the determination that one of our citizens of a member nation has been unjustly detained by a hostile nation, and I think everybody thinks Putin's hostile to NATO, you know, then we all put sanctions on that person. And, you know, we make their lives as difficult as possible. And we don't have any kind of broader mechanism like that. And you know, you can't actually beat having strong leadership in the White House. You know, President Trump had a remarkable record on getting hostages home. I had the honor of working with Robert O'Brien when he was the special envoy for hostages at the State Department and later became National Security Advisor, because that's how important this was to President Trump to bring our people home. But he never would have made a deal like this today that we saw today.
Let's turn our attention to Venezuela. There's an election showdown going on, obviously corruption, no doubt about it. This administration, again, paved the way for this with their deals with Venezuela. They didn't want to tap our oil, so we got Venezuela's dirty oil. We had them agree to election reform. They never intended to actually do that. And we're watching this play out here. It's getting very little coverage by the American corporate media.
No, because they're giving cover to Biden and Harris, who made this really deal with the devil a year ago, October, with Nicolas Maduro, the dictator of Venezuela, to lift sanctions on their oil exports in exchange for a free and fair election. And the first thing that happened is there was a primary. The opposition leader, Maria Corina Machado, won 92% of that vote. It was unprecedented. Historically, the Venezuelan opposition has been fragmented. It's been very hard to get somebody in there that could really challenge first Chavez and now Maduro. But it's been found in Maria Corina. And so Maduro responded by banning her from running, banning the next guy from running. She finally got a candidate on the ticket. And then according to the Wall Street Journal, and I really strongly recommend this, the journal's not very fond of the Heritage Foundation today, but other than that, this is a wonderful op-ed by Maria Corina Machado that they've published, and she details the effort the opposition put together to document the votes so they can prove, because they have records of all of this, that they were able to preserve that it looks like the opposition won close to 70% of the vote. And so this should make it very difficult for the corporate media and for the Biden administration to ignore. And you would think they would want a change in Venezuela. What a great partner to the United States in so many ways. And first and foremost on immigration, because up to 25% of Venezuelans have said, if this goes, this election goes to Maduro, we are leaving. Where do you think they're going? They're all coming here. Now, some of them could be good migrants that we would want, but what we don't need is a flood of a million people coming up here, you know, and then with no border security, no way to vet them. And so this is becoming very quickly a national security issue for the United States.
And Eli Lake wrote a great piece. His piece was entitled, President Biden, Stand Up for the Venezuelan People. The White House must say the country's dictator has lost and reimpose sanctions if he doesn't step aside. I'm amazed at how they're not doing these things, especially because they're all about freedom and democracy, Dr. Victoria Coates, and we hear about the threats to freedom and democracy all the time.
Well, they are when they're trying to hector and bully people like Bibi Netanyahu or Orban of Hungary or Modi of India, all duly elected leaders, but they don't like their politics. So those guys are authoritarians. But Nicolas Maduro, no, we won't say a word. And unfortunately, this really reminds me of 2009 when Obama then was quiet when the Green Revolution was taking place in Iran. I mean, again, huge opportunity for the United States. You don't want to impose democracy externally. You don't want to do it at, you know, at the point of a sword. But if a people like the Venezuelan people or the Iranian people want this change, they're the ones leading the charge. The least the leader of the free world can do is spare them a couple of words of support. And maybe slap some sanctions on the generals who are imposing the security apparatus on the people. I mean, I'm not saying we should deploy troops or anything like this, but there's so many other things we could be doing.
Dr. Coates, you have a book coming out. I'm very, very excited for it. Congratulations on it. It's Winning the War on Israel, Inside the Battle for the Jewish State and America. I look forward to getting my advanced copy, of course, and for doing an event with you so we can help promote it. But let's talk about the state of all this right now. Kamala Harris, one of the people she may pick is Josh Shapiro. In fact, there's a breaking news story that the Pennsylvania governor has canceled all of his events now. He's supposed to go to the Hamptons this weekend. He's canceled that, and she's apparently going to make her pick to be vice president. He actually was incredibly critical against Benjamin Netanyahu, probably even more so than Biden was and Kamala Harris has been. I mean, he went after Netanyahu big time. How do you think all that plays out?
Well, it's a difficult situation, and there's actually breaking news at the Daily Beast of all places that apparently Governor Shapiro played a role in a cover-up of a sexual harassment case.
Oh, yeah.
So this is making the Harris folk reassess him in some ways. You know, it would be in many ways a smart pick for her because she has the cover of the governor being Jewish, but at the same time being another fierce critic of Benjamin Netanyahu, apparently not mattering that he has been elected more times than any prime minister in Israel's history, is the longest serving prime minister in Israel's history. It seems the people of Israel actually rather like him. So maybe this is their business, not ours. But yes, I think the calculus there would be they could say, oh, well, of course, we're not anti-Semitic, but we're just against the current government of Israel. And then you have Harris with her history of statements of saying, you know, the government of Israel doesn't represent the Israeli people. She did that last March. And you know, there's this difference. Well, I mean, I don't understand that. They elected this government. And so, you know, of course they represent the Israeli people. So it's a curious time. I'm starting to suspect a dark horse Mayor Pete Buttigieg run at the end toward the vice presidency. But, you know, it's going to be quite the statement if she comes to Philadelphia and doesn't pick Governor Shapiro.
Yeah,
you know,
that,
to make
that will
the
be
announcement. That's a little tough.
That's awkward. That's awkward. It's like, hey, great to be in your city. By the way, it's not you. But he's been so desperate. I mean, dropping curse words every day. It's just been it's been so desperate to watch him. It's begging. I mean, play hard to get, man. Just a little bit, you know.
Yeah, I rode the train with Senator Casey this afternoon, coming up from Washington.
Was he asleep?
He was.
Yeah.
He's always asleep. He sits on the quiet car with an aide who prevents his constituents from coming up and talking to him on the train.
Of course.
And he snoozes. You'd think any politician, I remember riding with Joe Biden when he was doing that, and that man just like hung out in the cafe car and talked to anybody who would talk to him. Casey, no. Can't disturb the senator.
Interesting. Very interesting. Now with the latest events that happened with Israel, with the assassination, the justified killing of a Hamas leader. The article that I saw in the New Washington Post, they were opining about this, another blow to the work of U.S. negotiators. And they're now saying, and this is where I think Kamala Harris came out with her statement, very milquetoast as usual. Israel has a right to defend itself, but we still want to see for a ceasefire, blah, 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 blah. I mean, I think the reason why Netanyahu keeps getting reelected by the Israeli people so many times is because of things like this, like killing the leader of this leader of Hamas.
100%. And bear in mind, they did it in Tehran. This wasn't taking them out in Gaza. This was reaching into the heart of the capital city of Iran and sending a missile or a bomb, it's not clear which it was, into his bedroom. So everybody from the supreme leader on down knows that Israel can reach out and touch them. It's like it's coming from inside the house kind of a thing, which is a pretty audacious move. Now, of course, the United States says we weren't informed, we didn't help. That's kind of embarrassing, but I'm glad they did it. But then, yes, we get all these leaks to Barak Ravid of Axios about how Haniyeh was the key interlocutor on the hostages talks and can't be replaced, and now we can't get the hostages out. No, he was a designated terrorist. He was a political leader of Hamas. He had participated in any number of terrorist acts against both Israelis and Americans. And the world is a better place because he's dead. So I think we should write the Israelis a thank you note and stop trying to make their lives so difficult.
Yeah, I agree. Again, Dr. Victoria Coates is with me, the Vice President for Foreign Policy at the Heritage Foundation of the Davis Institute for National Security and Foreign Policy. Her upcoming book, Winning the War in Israel, Inside the Battle for the Jewish State and America. Since we're talking about the Middle East, let's talk about 9/11. Let's talk about the masterminds of 9/11 and this plea deal that was struck. And the families who are in court trying to get to the bottom of Saudi Arabia's role in all of this. So first, let's begin with the fact that these guys are not going to be executed. And I love how the Biden administration acted like, oh, we had nothing to do with it. We had no say in this whatsoever. This was a military tribunal. Biden's the commander in chief. I'm pretty sure he could have had some influence, number one. But number two, I know they're distracted going after Donald Trump for non-disclosure agreements, but the families are rightfully outraged by this. And so I guess the question is, well, are we going to get new information out of them? Is that the reason why they decided to not kill them?
No, the information has all been gotten, and you're 100% correct. This is utterly outrageous, and my history with this goes back to my time working for Secretary Rumsfeld, and if anybody wants to understand this better, there's an incredible chapter in his book, Known and Unknown, titled Lawfare, which goes into the just terrible complexities of establishing Guantanamo Bay, why it was done, how they were going to try to try these guys, and I have a very dear friend who actually works with me at the Heritage Foundation, who was one of the folks who got Khalid Sheikh Mohammed. If you're nice to me, I'll make him come on your show sometime.
Wow. But listen to that, DeSantis. Drop that down right there.
But, they all feel betrayed. The families feel betrayed. The folks who put their lives on the line to capture these people, the folks who have labored for decades, to try to build these cases against them. And what I've heard is that Biden wants to be able to come out on the anniversary of 9/11 and say, we closed Guantanamo Bay. That's the big genius plan. It's exactly like the abandonment, the surrender of Afghanistan. He wanted to get to the 20-year anniversary of 9/11 and say, it's over, it's done. I did it. I ended the forever war. That's all he cares about is a photo op on a certain date. He doesn't care about the fact that Guantanamo is a unique capability. We actually should keep it open. I understand it's expensive. Maybe we could spend a little bit less on climate change. We need that facility. It is necessary because of America's enemies. And God forbid they bring these people to U.S. soil, Rich. I mean, that's what we've all been terrified of, because once they set foot in America, they can claim constitutional rights. And then you've got to litigate that in the courts. And it's going to cost God knows how much. And then they're in the prisons. They're proselytizing. This is a terrible idea. It's a sham. It's a shame. And it means just terrible disrespect to everyone who suffered on 9/11.
And just as a historical point, I mean, military tribunals go back as far as the founding of our country. And the idea was that in times of war, the enemies don't get the same constitutional rights that American citizens do who are accused of crimes.
100%. And, you know, what you're sending, the signal you're sending here is, in the event that something like this happens again, and members of our military or our intelligence services have to make very difficult decisions in the battlefield to get critical information that could save American lives, might say, I maybe shouldn't do this because I'm going to get sued to death, or this person's going to go let free, or, you know, isn't going to be prosecuted to the full extent of the law. There is a reason for this. These are very, very difficult situations. I know, you know, that the folks who were doing their very, very best in the difficult days after 9/11, you know, to bring these people to justice, you know, that they were using their best judgment, and they did keep us safe. And you think about Joe Biden saying, don't go on the, you know, advising Obama not to go after bin Laden. He was against that raid. You know, that's the kind of judgment we see on display here. Very, very timid, as I said, interested in a photo op, but not in the national security of the United States.
Last question, then I'll ask you, Dr. Coates, regarding Saudi Arabia and the trial that's going on and the families. Then they're trying to get to the bottom of Saudi Arabia's role in all this. I'm sure you're probably privileged to maybe know a lot more than the rest of us. But do you think that there will be things that come out in the course of this trial in New York?
You know, it's not entirely clear to me. You know, Saudi Arabia has, you know, taken a great deal of responsibility for 9/11. They have engaged in actually a fairly significant anti-radicalism program in the kingdom. But the fact of the matter remains that, you know, this is absolutely the right of the families to do this, to try to get to the bottom of this situation. So my feeling would be just let the court proceedings play out as they will. I would encourage the kingdom, because it is an important relationship, a strategic relationship for the United States, to be as forthcoming as humanly possible. And I think, you know, if we can get to a resolution of this, this would really pave the way for that Saudi-Israel deal that I think everybody would like to see happen next year.
And one that almost happened and would have happened had Trump had a second term, because it was happening, right? It was in the works.
Oh, absolutely. And I mean, I spent a lot of time in Saudi, and the message has been very much when, not if. Everybody knows it's in their best interest. It's going to be complicated. It's a big, heavy lift. And you have to have a president who has the confidence of both the Israelis and the Saudis, which unfortunately would not be the case with either Joe Biden or Kamala Harris.
Dr. Victoria Coates, always a pleasure. Follow her on X at Victoria Coates, and Winning the War in Israel, Inside the Battle for the Jewish State and America. Thank you, my friend. Always appreciate it.
Thank you. Talk soon.
The Rich Scioli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHD.
And that is the big story of the day, brought to you by our buddy, Dr. Mike Vanaria, VanariaDental.com. Go see him today for your perfect smile, VANARIA, VanariaDental.com. I'll get into some more details about what the families are alleging regarding Saudi Arabia's role in the 6 o'clock hour for you. We'll do that. We'll talk about that. But I want to tell you about my friends at Emmons Roofing and Siding, because when it comes to your home, protection and peace of mind are paramount. That's why Emmons is your go-to contractor for roofing, siding, and windows. Your home will not only look stunning from the curb, but will also be energy efficient, secure, and ready to withstand the elements. With Emmons, you know you're getting top quality materials and the finest craftsmanship in the area. So whether it's a durable, lifetime warranted Owens Corning roof that stands up to severe weather, siding that keeps your home insulated and looking sharp, or new windows that blend functionality with style, Emmons has you covered. And because Stephanie and Matt know the times are tough for many people, they're offering each and every one of my listeners an inflation relief discount of 10% off roofing, siding, and Anderson window replacement. Don't wait. Call Emmons today at 856-885-6677. 856-885-6677, or check out their website at emmonsroofing.com. Upgrade your home with confidence today with Emmons Roofing and Siding, and make sure you tell them I sent you, because I've been using these guys for 7 years. In fact, next Friday, they're coming over to install a new door for me. So you can trust them just as much as I do. emmonsroofing.com.
The Rich Zeoli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever. And the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at MyBob's.com to play now.